This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Mesa County has tightened some of its COVID-19 restrictions after several weeks of higher numbers of positive tests. Jeff Kaur is the executive director of Mesa County Public Health. He says many of the new cases are linked to gatherings.
It's impossible to regulate every event. So what we have to do is just ask our residents to be aware of crowds, closed-in spaces, and close contact.
Kaur says the county will cut the number of people allowed at gatherings to 300 or less, require masks to be worn during play in youth sports, and will only allow drinking in bars and restaurants until 12:30 a.m. Lauren Boebert, the Republican candidate for the 3rd Congressional District, got a boost from President Trump yesterday, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Trump joined Boebert on a call with supporters. It lasted about 5 minutes, enough time for him to tout her support for the Second Amendment, energy jobs, and her growing popularity in the conservative movement.
She's taken our country by storm. She's taken me by storm. I watched her and I said, who is that? That's an incredible person. She's an incredible fighter.
Trump endorsed Boebert's opponent, Scott Tipton, in the Republican primary, but quickly shifted to Boebert after her win. She finds herself now in a tight race against Democrat Diane Mitch Bush for a seat Republicans have held for the last 10 years. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Pepsi Center in Denver will host the first and second round games in the men's NCAA basketball tournament in 2023 and 2025. Kroenke Sports and Entertainment made the announcement yesterday. The tournament pits 64 teams against each other to determine a champion in college football. Next year, the Pepsi Center will also host later round games in the 2021 version of the tournament. It is 35 and partly cloudy in Fort Collins. This is CPR News.